Now, we were talking earlier on this week on the programme about the situation with regards to mobile phone black spots in this county. Situations in Milltown with a GP surgery. They're saying they're going to have to go back to the postman because forget broadband, they can't even get proper mobile reception in the surgery. And also, we had a taxi driver from Glenbay talking about situations at Kerry Airport and also in the area he works in, whereby he can't get calls from customers. He can't also take payments from customers because reception is so bad in that particular area. And one of you, many of you asked, why are there black spots in 2023 still existing on the mobile phone network in this county? Well, with me on the line is Professor Holger Claussen. He is leading the Wireless Communications Laboratory at the Tyndall National Institute and is Professor of Wireless Communications at both University College Cork and Trinity College Dublin. Before moving to academia, he was at Nokia Bell Labs leading research to invent the next generation of wireless networks. Professor Claussen, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Hello, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Listen, tell me, look, the limited understanding that most people would have about how all this technology works would have been, look, we've been through 2G, 3G, 4G, now 5G. There are some places, despite the advances and the speed at which your phone works and the improvements in reception over the years since mobile phones came in, there are some places that are just very stubborn when it comes to your mobile, your reception just going dead, either when you're driving through it or for some people who live in these areas, they may have to go to a particular room in their house. Is there any improving the situation in mobile phone dead spots?
Well, in principle, there's no fundamental limitation of providing coverage. For example, Nokia is working together with NASA to deploy a 5G network on the moon. So compared to that, covering Kerry is technically not that difficult.
Okay, so if they can do it on the moon, they should be able to do it in the mountains of Kerry, I suppose.
Yeah, basically, yes. And I think to understand this better, we need to understand at a high level how radio propagation works. And to make a phone call, the phone needs to be able to receive a signal from a base station, a cell tower, and vice versa, the base station needs to be able to receive a signal from the phone. And the propagation of radio signals is affected by range and obstacles. So line of sight, the attenuation is very low, but then if something is in the path, such as vegetation, trees, the signal gets attenuated. Buildings attenuate the signal in the order of 100 times, and mountains are blocking the signal basically completely. And also, the attenuation depends on the frequency of the signal, so lower frequencies can penetrate obstacles better, so are more suitable for providing good coverage. And if we put this all together, basically the quality of coverage mainly depends on the density of the base stations, the environment, and the configuration. So the denser the base stations, the better the coverage, and if they are not dense enough, then we get these black spots you're talking about without coverage.
Okay, so in order, is it all down to the mountains, or a lot of it down to the mountains in a county like Kerry?
Well, it's down to the base station deployment. So if you deploy base stations in the mountainous areas, you get coverage. So this is not a problem in principle.
So if I'm driving on a road, I'm driving through a mountainous area, if there are towers on the top of the mountains that I have a line of sight to from my phone, or if I'm living in a house in a valley...
Yes, you should have perfect coverage.
Okay, why don't we then? Why are we still stubbornly having black spots? Is it down to economics and the way, I suppose, commercial companies develop these networks?
Yeah, basically it's a commercial issue because covering densely populated areas requires only a few base stations for many customers, so this is very profitable. And covering these sparsely populated areas requires many base stations for few customers, so it's expensive and not profitable. And today we have three operators in Ireland that build their own network infrastructure, Air, Three, and Vodafone, and they're all competing mainly on price. Mm-hmm. And while coverage is basically a differentiator, if one of them would decide to significantly improve coverage in all rural areas, that would make their equipment costs go very high, and so they would become less competitive compared to the others for most of their potential customers. And this is basically why we only see little improvements over time.
Yeah, so it hit the profit, hit the viability, and that's a consideration of what happens. Is this the same for broadband? Or is it mobile reception? Like we have a national broadband plan, which effectively at the moment is being rolled out to those unprofitable areas to ensure everyone has broadband because the government has deemed this is a vital, important service for the country.
Yes, so in principle, it's a similar issue. Basically, in sparsely populated areas, basically connecting fiber and everything is much more expensive than doing it in cities, and that's why there typically has been a delay.
And that's right. So is there an area, and I know it's not your place to say, but you're saying it's technologically possible to get rid of dead zones, whether it's a valley, whether it's a grouping of houses, whether it's a section on the road you're driving on that your mobile phone call will drop and you'll pick it up a couple of miles down the road when the line of sight improves. So there is an idea. It could be done if the will is there, maybe under a national broadband type plan, but for mobile reception instead.
Yeah, that's right. And one way of addressing this could be through regulation, for example, by introducing minimum coverage requirements when selling new spectrum, for example, as done in Germany. And that would lead to improved coverage, but also would increase the costs for mobile service for everybody a little bit. It's basically a political decision. But there are also technical ways of making this more cost-effective, for example, through network sharing. So if the three operators would jointly deploy a couple of base stations that they share, then it's a lot cheaper than if you have to deploy three parallel networks in these areas.
And they'd be all on a level playing field, they'd all have the same costs, so it wouldn't affect their competition with each other.
In a way, but then they lose kind of coverage as a differentiator a little bit in these areas.
Yes, yeah, of course, the competitive edge they might have over the other ones in relation to that. So look, from there, and I wanted to ask you this, we're in the 5G area now, it's being rolled out, and it's in cities indeed. Where are we going from here in terms of overall mobile phone reception? Will it continue to improve, or will our phones continue to get faster? Will the quality of calls continue to go up, or what does the future hold?
Yes, so 5G supports basically more advanced signal processing and access to new broader frequency bands, and that results into higher speeds. However, these new broader frequency bands, that they're usually at higher frequencies, and as we discussed earlier, higher frequencies are less good for coverage, so they would require more base stations. So eventually we can expect faster data rates in the future, but again, we'll probably see this in higher populated areas first, where the networks are already capacity limited.
So your phone will get faster from a broadband point of view and a phone coverage point of view, but it will take more investment.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Holger, look, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme about that. One question here, a listener gets in touch and says they're living in North Kerry, Lixnaw area, says the reception is terrible at times. If it was Dublin, it wouldn't be happening. They have no interest in putting infrastructure in place in rural areas. It's very unfair. People in rural areas rely heavily on Wi-Fi, especially if remote working. That goes back, I suppose, to the political question and the political side of it. And on the other hand, a listener gets in touch, Beaufort near St. Mary of the Angels, we've neither broadband nor a good phone signal. Come to Beaufort to relax from technology. Maybe it's time we need some dead zones to give yourself a break every once in a while.
Yes. Well, I think we need to decide whether we want to treat mobile phone coverage similar like other utilities, like electricity, water. How important is it? And that's a political decision.
Yeah.
And then we can treat the network similar.
Yes, yeah, that's a fair point. Well, it's good to know it's technically possible, because I was in the understanding, maybe falsely, that geology could play a role, that the type of rock you have, whether it's magnetic, that isn't anything to do with it, though. It's all about line of sight.
Well, radio signals don't propagate through mountains, but if you put them on top of mountains or so, then you can get very, very large coverage with these base stations. It's just expensive to roll them out.
Comes down to money, like so many things in life. Professor Clausen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning. Really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Jerry.
Great stuff. Professor Holger Clausen there from the Tyndall National Institute, Professor of Wireless Communications, University College Cork and Trinity College Dublin. There you go. Should it be treated? And that's the question. Should mobile phone reception black spots, whether you're travelling along a road through mountains or whether you're in an area, and there are parts of Kerry where people have to go up to the roofs of their houses to try and get reception on a particular day, some people trying to work from home, aside from broadband, does there need to be a national broadband plan, but this time for mobile phone reception? Investment from the state in masts to make sure everybody is covered in this day and age, 2023. Give us your view on that. Be fascinated. And if you've got an area in your neck of the woods, let us know about it on the programme. Give us your thoughts on that. Is that what needs to happen? Is it down to the politicians to fill in the mobile phone black spots?